Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this, and today's reading is from Exodus chapters 30 through 32, and this again will be from, as always, from my Geneva Bible 1560 edition. We begin at Exodus chapter 30. We begin with a word of prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin Exodus chapter 30. This is God speaking. Furthermore, thou shalt make an altar for sweet perfume. Of shittim wood thou shalt make it. The length thereof a cubit, and ye breadth thereof a cubit. It shall be four square, and the height thereof two cubits. The horns thereof shall be of the same. And you shall overlay it with fine gold, both ye top thereof and ye sides thereof, round about, and his horns. Also thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. Besides this, thou shalt make under this crown two golden rings on either side, even on every side shalt thou make them, that they may be as places for the bars to bear it withal. The which bars thou shalt make of shittim wood, and shalt cover them with gold. After thou shalt set it before the veil, that is near the ark of testimony, before the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, where I will appoint with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning, when he dresseth the lamps thereof, shall he burn it. Likewise, at even when Aaron setteth up the lamps thereof, he shall burn incense. This perfume shall be perpetually before the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor offering, neither pour any drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make reconciliation upon ye horns of it once a year, with the blood of the sin offering in the day of reconciliation. Once in the year shall he make reconciliation upon it throughout your generations. This is most holy unto the Lord. Afterward the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, When thou takest the sum of ye children of Israel after their number, then they shall give every man a redemption of his life unto the Lord, when thou tellest them that there be no plague among them when thou countest them. This shall every man give that goeth into the number, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The half shekel shall be an offering to the Lord. All that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering to ye, Lord. The rich shall not pass, and the poor shall not diminish from half a shekel, when ye shall give an offering unto ye, Lord, for the redemption of your lives. So thou shalt take the money of ye redemption of the children of Israel, and shalt put it unto the use of the tabernacle of ye congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before ye, Lord, for the redemption of your lives. Also ye, Lord, spake unto Moses, saying, Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot of brass to wash, and shalt put it between ye tabernacle of ye congregation and the altar, and shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and feet thereat, when they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they go into the altar to minister and to make ye perfume of the burnt offering to the Lord, they shall wash themselves with water, lest they die. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, yet they die not, and this shall be to them an ordinance forever, both unto him and to his seed throughout their generations. Also ye, Lord, spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of ye most pure myrrh, 500 shekels of sweet cinnamon, half so much, that is 250, and of sweet calamus, 250. Also of cassia, 500, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. So thou shalt make of it the oil of holy ointment, even a most precious ointment after the art of the apothecary. This shall be the oil of holy ointment. And thou shalt anoint ye tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, also the table, and all the instruments thereof, and the candlestick, with all ye instruments thereof, and the altar of incense. Also the altar of burnt offering, with all his instruments, and the laver, and his foot. So thou shalt sanctify them, and they shall be most holy. All yet that shall touch them shall be holy. Thou shalt also anoint Aaron and his sons, and shalt consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Moreover, thou shalt speak unto ye children of Israel, saying, This shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. None shall anoint man's flesh therewith, neither shall ye make any composition like unto it, for it is holy, and shall be holy unto you. Whosoever shall make yet like ointment, or whosoever shall put any of it upon a stranger, even he shall be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take unto thee these spices, pure myrrh, and clear gum and galbanum, these odors with pure frankincense, of each like weight. Then thou shalt make of them perfume composed after the art of the apothecary, mingled together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat it to powder, and shalt put of it before ye the ark of ye testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will make appointment with there thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And ye shall not make unto you any composition like this perfume, which thou shalt make. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto, even he shall be cut off from his people. Exodus chapter 31. And ye Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Behold, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah, whom I have filled with the Spirit of God, and in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, in all workmanship, to find out curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, also in the art to set stones, and to carve in timber, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And behold, I have joined with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamah, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted have I put wisdom to make all yet I have commanded thee. That is, ye tabernacle of ye congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that shall be thereupon, with all instruments of the tabernacle. Also the tabernacle and the instruments thereof, and the pure candlestick, with all his instruments, and the altar of perfume. Likewise the altar of burnt offering with all his instruments, and the laver with his foot. Also the garments of the ministration, and the holy garments for Aaron ye priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil and sweet perfume for the sanctuary, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. Afterward the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, and say, Notwithstanding keep ye my Sabbaths, for it is a sign between me and you in your generations, that ye may know that I, the Lord, do sanctify you. Ye shall therefore keep yet the Sabbath, for it is holy unto you. He that defileth it shall die ye death. Therefore whosoever worketh therein, the same person shall be even cut off from among his people. 6 days shall men work, but in the seventh day is the Sabbath of the holy rest unto the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day shall die the death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, that they may observe the rest throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days ye Lord made the heaven and the earth, and in the seventh day he ceased and rested. Thus when the Lord had made an end of communing with Moses upon Mount Sinai, he gave him two tables of the testimony, even tables of stone, written with the finger of God. Finally, Exodus chapter 32. But when the people saw that Moses tarried long, or he came down from ye mountain, the people gathered themselves together against Aaron, and said unto him, Up, make us gods to go before us. For of this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Pluck off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. Then all the people plucked them from themselves the golden earrings which were in their ears, and they brought them unto Aaron, who received them at their hands, and fashioned it with the graving tool, and made of it a molten calf. Then they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. When Aaron saw that, he made an altar before it, and Aaron proclaimed, saying, Tomorrow shall be the holy day of the Lord. So they rose up the next day in the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. Also the people sat them down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go, get thee down, for thy people which thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt hath corrupted their ways. They are soon turned out of the way which I commanded them, for they have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have offered thereto, saying, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Again the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, for I will consume them, but I will make of thee a mighty people. But Moses prayed unto ye Lord his God, and said, O Lord, why doth this wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore shall the Egyptians speak and say, He hath brought them out maliciously for to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and change thy mind from this evil toward thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidst unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Then the Lord changed his mind from the evil which he threatened to do unto his people. So Moses returned and went down from the mountain with the two tables of the testimony in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, even on you one side and on the other were they written. And these tables were the work of God, and this writing was the writing of God graven in the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people, as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a noise of war in the host. Who answered, It is not the noise of them that have the victory, nor the noise of them that are overcome, but I do hear the noise of singing. Now as soon as he came near unto the host, he saw the calf and the dancing. So Moses' wrath waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and broke them in pieces beneath the mountain. After he took the calf, which they had made, and burned it in the fire, and ground it into powder, and strewed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. Also Moses said to Aaron, What did this people do unto thee, yet thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? Then Aaron answered, Let not the wrath of my Lord wax fierce. Thou knowest this people, that they are even set on mischief. And they said unto me, Make us gods to go before us, for we know not what is become of this Moses, the man yet brought us out of the land of Egypt. Then I said unto them, Ye that have gold, pluck it off. And they brought it me, and I did cast it into this fire, and thereof came this calf. Moses therefore saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp, and said, Who pertaineth to the Lord? Let him come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves unto him. Then he said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Put every man his sword by his side, go to and fro, from gate to gate, through the host, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. So the children of Levi did as Moses had commanded, and there fell of the people the same day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, Consecrate your hands unto the Lord this day, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that there may be given you a blessing this day. And when the morning came, Moses said unto the people, Ye have committed a grievous crime. But now I will go up to the Lord, if I may pacify him for your sin. Moses therefore went along again unto the Lord, and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made the gods of gold. Therefore now if thou pardon their sin, thy mercy shall appear. But if thou wilt not, I pray thee, raise me out of thy book, which thou hast written. Then the Lord said to Moses, Whosoever hath sinned against me, I will put him out of my book. Go now, therefore, bring the people unto the place which I commanded thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee, but yet in the day of my visitation I will visit their sin upon them. So the Lord plagued the people, because they caused Aaron to make the calf which he made. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. Please join me tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Exodus.